Sooner or later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis. Meet Alex Oakland. Occupation, attorney at law. Married, happily, for 18 years. Hobby, golf. In fact, Alex is on his way to an unseasonal golf game right now. A game hastily hatched at the sign of an unexpectedly sunny February afternoon that Barbara will understand. It's one of those rare opportunities a man has to shuck the office for a couple of hours at the end of a day and meet for some fun with his good friends. But this is not to be the golf game Alex is anticipating, for his foursome is about to be canceled by an uninvited player, Death. In a few moments, we begin tonight's tale of suspense on crisis. It's called Foursome. Alex noses his car into the near-empty parking lot of the Clover Vista Golf Club, pulls up alongside another car as its driver gets out and waves.
Hi, Sid. Been waiting long?
Just got here about 5 minutes ago. Hey, it's just going to be the three of us, I guess. Pete Lawrence said he couldn't make it.
Oh, rats. And just before I left, Ralph called me back and said he was afraid he'd be tied up and to go ahead without him.
So it's just the two of us?
Guess so.
Well, we sure are going to have the place to ourselves. And I was going to call it off, too. Only I figured I could use the exercise.
You? What about me? I got 10 years on you. I really need the exercise.
Hey, Alex, what do you say we play just 9 holes? I might have a good thing cooking if I can get out of here about 5.
Oh? Business?
Yeah, monkey business.
Monkey business?
Ah, you know. Hey, the greens look darn good.
Yeah, they keep them up nice. You want a cart or should we just carry him?
Yeah, I'm going to carry mine, okay?
Fine. Like I say, I need the exercise.
Nice shot. What'd you get on this hole?
4. I'm really out of shape. How'd you do?
I parted. Want to rest a minute?
No, I'm fine. You running late?
No. Why?
Well, you keep checking your watch.
No, we'll get our 9 in by 5 o'clock.
We don't have to play 9.
No, no, that's fine.
Must be a pretty important engagement.
Said it was monkey business. Little gal who's expecting a visit from me before her old man returns.
Oh? I must be getting old.
You're only as old as you feel, Alex, old kid.
No, what I was thinking was how shocked I was when you said what you did just now.
Shocked? You, a lawyer, shocked?
Sid, for gosh sakes, you're a married man with a family. You still running around like a high school kid?
Can I help it if I'm irresistible to women?
Well, it's none of my business. Let's see, I guess I go first on the next one.
Uh-oh.
Doggone slice. Oh, look at it. Right into those trees.
Well, watch me join you.
Hey, nice one. Straight down the middle.
I'll walk down toward the trees with you.
Nah, that's all right. I'll find it by myself.
Hey, old buddy. You upset with me?
What makes you say that?
Come on, Alex. Something's eating you, and it isn't your golf game. You're playing better than usual today. I know what it is. You don't approve of my little extracurricular activities. Is that it?
Oh, look, why don't you just come out and call it what it is? At least you can avoid being a hypocrite about it. You're cheating on your wife, which may be common, but which is a damn shame.
Well, we all have our weaknesses. Mine is adultery. Is that the legal word for it?
It's the biblical word for it. I think that takes precedence.
Well, it takes two to tango, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, I'm not excusing anything, but my marriage hasn't been exactly exciting for the last 5 years. And it happens that the young lady I'm seeing has the same type of problem with her marriage. So?
So, two wrongs make a right, huh?
Oh, geez, you can be more original than that, Alex.
Yeah, I suppose I can.
In fact, you know them both. You'd have to agree with me. Lovely gal. In her early 30s. Married to a guy older than you are. 50-something. I mean, do I have to draw you a picture?
I know them.
Very well indeed.
Not the Samuels. Ralph and Betty?
How about that?
Huh? I don't believe it.
Why not?
Well, Ralph is one of my best friends. One of your best friends, too. He was going to be right here with us.
So?
You really don't have any principles at all, do you?
What difference does it make?
What difference does it make? Ralph's a friend of yours, that's what. He trusts you. My Lord, Terrence, you're nothing but an animal.
All right, Alex, what's with this sanctimonious bit? Are you telling me you never lusted after anyone since you and Barbara got married?
That's beside the point. Some people can exercise some self-control. That's what separates man from the ape.
Don't give me your standard morality lecture, buddy. The main difference between you and me is I'm doing what you haven't got the guts to do. Talk about your hypocrite. Oh, don't shake your club at me, Alex. I might faint.
So help me, Sid. I never felt so much like murder in my life.
You ought to see yourself, Alex. Standing there like a 6-year-old kid with a broomstick in his hand.
Do you know what you're doing to Ralph Samuels?
Look, put your club back in the bag. I assume the game is over.
Get your hands off this golf club. Yes, the game is over. If you could see the misery that troops through my office. The beaten wives. The homeless children. The deadbeat, rotten scoundrels who marry and have children and keep on living like alley cats. And you're one of them.
Take it easy, will you, Alex? You're going to have a stroke out here.
You filth, you rotten swine.
I think you're off your rocker.
Oh, yeah?
Now, for the last time, Alex, put the club down. Put it down, man.
Are you going to see Betty tonight?
It's none of your business who I see, Alex. You're a lawyer, not a judge.
You're still going to see her?
Yes, I'm still going to see her, and nothing you've said is going to...
Oh, my God, forgive me.
Alex Oakland is like a man in a trance. He knows what he must do, what the law requires him to do, but he obeys an even stronger impulse. He runs. Runs to his car in the parking lot. Drives away, leaving the cold February night to fall on the still body of Sid Tarrant, halfway down the 7th fairway. He drives aimlessly through the streets of the quiet suburb. At 6 o'clock, he turns into his own driveway, drives into the garage, gets out, takes the clubs from the back seat, selects the number 3 iron, examines it carefully in the headlight's glare. Satisfied, he puts the club back into the bag, wipes the head of it thoroughly, and makes his way through the breezeway and into the kitchen.
That you, dear?
Yeah.
You boys freeze to death out there?
No. No, it was fine.
I've got spare ribs for dinner. You want carrots and broccoli, okay?
What?
Broccoli?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
How's the fellas?
Huh? Oh, they're fine. Oh, you mean... Well, Pete and Ralph couldn't make it after all.
Oh, so it was just you and Sid.
Yeah. Just me and Sid.
How's your game?
It's off. Not so hot.
I wasn't sure when you were coming home, so I started the carrots too early. They're overcooked. I know how you like them to be a little crisp.
No, that's all right, honey.
Oh, will you get that out?
Sure. Hello? Oh, hi, Kay.
Oh, who is it?
It's Kay Tarrant.
Oh.
What? Yes, we did. Oh, we were through by about 5. Yes, 5 o'clock. What? No, he didn't mention where he was going after that. Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, you bet I will. Right, Kay. Good night.
What did she want?
She was worried about Sid. He's not home yet.
Aren't you hungry?
I guess not.
Well, hand me your plate. I can wrap up your spare ribs. Oh, can you go?
I'll go.
Mr. Alexander Oakland?
Yes.
Are you Mr. Oakland?
Yes.
I'm Captain Bach, Detective Division.
Yes? How do you do? Come on in.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you folks just having dinner?
No, just finished. Come on in here in the living room.
We're investigating the death of a man I believe you know, Mr. Oakland. Mr. Sidney Tarrant. T-A-R-R-A-N-T.
Sid Tarrant? Yes, I know him.
Had you heard anything about his death?
Why, we played golf together just this afternoon.
That's what Mrs. Tarrant told me. And who else was playing with you?
Why, but actually, no one.
No one else was with you?
Well, no. We'd expected the other two men we always play with. We're a foursome.
And they are?
Well, but you see, they couldn't make it today.
Yeah, I see. Can you give me their names?
Peter Lawrence and Ralph Samuels.
L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E.
Yes, and Ralph Samuels. S-A-M-U-E-L-S.
They live here in town?
Yes, they're in the phone book.
Okay. Now, I'd just like to get a couple of other things, Mr. Oakland. When did you last see Mr. Tarrant?
Well, it was when I left to come on home.
You were still alone, just the two of you?
Yes.
And what time would that have been?
Well, it was just right around 5. 5 o'clock.
All right. Fine. You don't know any reason why Mr. Tarrant might have been killed, do you?
Killed?
Yes, sir.
Murdered?
We're investigating it.
No. No, I don't know why anyone would want to kill Sid Tarrant. That's awful. Excuse me.
Well, that's about all I have.
I'll go see who it is.
Alex, I'm sorry to bother you, but have you heard what's happened?
I've heard. Come on in. Captain, this is one of our foursome, Peter Lawrence. Captain Bach of the police.
Captain, I just came over to see if Alex here had heard about poor Sid.
Mm-hmm. I was going to stop over and see you, too, Mr. Lawrence. You had intended to play golf with Mr. Tarrant and Mr. Oakland today?
That's right. But at the last minute, I had to cancel out because of business. I had to see a client.
And you didn't for any reason drop over to the golf course, then?
No.
It seems, Peter, that I was the last person to see Sid alive. My wife will get it.
I'll ask you what I asked Mr. Oakland. Do you know if Mr. Tarrant had any enemies? Any reason for being killed?
I didn't really know him that well. Mostly just as a golf partner.
Yeah, I see.
That's right. I think Ralph and I knew Sid a lot better than Pete did.
In fact, I think you introduced him to me. It was last summer. No, it was 2 summers ago.
Excuse me. Alex, I couldn't help overhearing. Sid's dead.
That's right, Barbara. Sid's been murdered. This officer is questioning us about anything we may have seen or known.
I don't know what's happened. Oh, the call is for you. It's Ralph Sandals, and he sounds half crazy. He wants to talk to you right now.
Oh, my Lord. Can you excuse me, Captain?
Certainly.
When you get off the phone, I'll call 4K. Oh, my heaven, what do you say to a woman whose husband's just been killed? I've got to say something.
Hello, Ralph. I know. Now, calm down. What? Where are you? Yes, come on over. Yes, as soon as you want to. Oh, that's all right, Ralph. See you in a few minutes.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I'll leave my card if you should want to contact me for any reason.
All right, Captain. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, I guess there's no reason for me to stick around either.
Well, stay if you like. Barbara can fix you some coffee.
No, that's all right. Alex, if it becomes necessary, would you think it advisable for me to have a lawyer?
Not at this point. Nobody's accused you of anything.
No, that's right. Well, if I needed one, I'd like you.
Sure, Pete.
Horrible thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, thanks again, Alex. Good night.
Good night. Ralph, come on in.
Are we alone?
Yes, we are. Barbara's in the kitchen on the phone with Kay. Come into the living room.
Alex, I'm retaining you as of now to handle my defense.
You haven't been charged, have you?
No, but I'm the logical guy. I don't know whether you knew it or not. But I've known for a couple of weeks about my wife and Sid. They were cozy.
You knew about it?
Which makes me a pretty good suspect.
Well, it might give you a motive, but that's not enough.
Yeah? Listen to the fix I'm in. You invite me to play golf this afternoon. Instead, I have to drive 60 miles out of town to where a customer's truck is broken down. But by the time I get there, he's fixed it himself and left. The point is, I haven't got an alibi from where I was from 3 until 5:30 this afternoon. Nobody saw me. I didn't talk to anyone who could testify I was 60 miles from where Sid got killed. Alex, I could get life.
You won't get life. You won't get charged. You didn't do it.
Yeah, but who did?
It's the next morning. After an all but sleepless night, Alex Oakland walks into his law office to face an unexpected and unpleasant surprise.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Oakland. Your secretary said it'd be all right to wait for you. Do you have a few minutes?
Why, right now? Well, all right. Come into my private office.
Oh, this is a nice room. Have you read all these books?
What is it you want, Captain?
I just want to check your statement. Now, last night, you said you last saw Mr. Tarrant as you drove out of the parking lot at the golf course.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's what I thought you told me. I'm just trying to figure out how come his body was lying on the 8th fairway when we found him.
The 8th?
Right.
Oh.
Is there something wrong?
Oh, no.
Which means for some reason he must have gone way back onto the golf course.
Who's that? Oh, Pete. What are you doing here?
I hope you'll forgive me, Mr. Oakland. I asked Mr. Lawrence to join us here.
You did? Oh, well, sure.
Okay to come in?
Oh, sure. Shut the door, will you? What's this all about, Captain?
I want to ask you something, Mr. Lawrence. Was Mr. Tarrant having an affair with your wife?
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Mr. Lawrence has asked me to represent him, and I don't think he should answer that question.
No, it's all right, Alex. Yes, Captain. Sid and my wife were friendly.
Pete, as your lawyer, I advise you to say nothing more.
It's no use, Alex. They know.
They know what?
That I finished him.
What are you talking about?
I went back to the golf course last night. I was able to get away, and I thought maybe I could pick up you and Sid and Ralph on the back nine. When I got there was just Sid's car. And on the 7th fairway, I saw him. I saw him crawling around on his hands and knees. So I ran up to see what he was doing.
Pete? So I helped you? Alex went out of his gourd. He hit me with one of his irons. I can't stand up. I've been out cold for I don't know how long.
Good Lord, Sid. Hey, listen, lay right down. I'm going to call my wife and have her bring the station wagon over, and we're going to get you to the hospital.
The second I told my wife what had happened, I knew. She broke into tears. She got hysterical. She called him Sid. And I thought they barely knew each other. So I went back onto the course. By this time, he'd crawled to the middle of the 8th fairway. I still had my clubs with me. And I asked him, nicely, quietly. I asked him what he and my wife had been up to. And he told me. And I took an iron and
you finished the job Mr. Oakland had started.
Yes.
Oh, Pete. Pete, I had no idea.
I guess you'd been sweating out a murder charge, huh, Alex? Don't sweat it anymore. You're home free.
Not quite. Mr. Oakland, I'm going to book you on suspicion of assault with intent to kill. And Mr. Lawrence, the charge is murder. Now I'm going to read you your rights. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to consult an attorney. You do not wish to select an attorney.
Mm-hmm. break up a foursome. Now we'll never know whether Alex was ever able to correct that slice. Oh, well, they're apt to give up the game entirely, Alex and Pete and Sid. Which leaves poor Ralph Samuels. But before he joins another foursome, I'll bet he finds out what kind of swinging his partners are doing. Our cast included Bob Wright, Mike Reynolds, Mike McGuire, Ben Gorlick, John Roeder, and Pat French. This is Jim French, your producer-director, inviting you to join us next time for Crisis. Crisis is distributed by the Nostalgia Broadcasting Corporation, Post Office Box 10914, St. Petersburg, Florida.